Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Voters in Iowa are kicking off the US Republican presidential nomination race shortly amid brutally cold conditions. People are gathering at 1,500 schools, churches and community centres to choose their preferred candidate. The first major test of whether Donald Trump's runaway poll lead will deliver an early knockout victory. The former UN ambassador Nikki Haley and the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, are currently battling it out for second place. Ms. Haley said Americans wanted change.
We can't go through another nail-biter of an election. 75% of Americans have said they don't want another Trump-Biden rematch. And I have said, I think President Trump was the right president at the right time. But rightly or wrongly, chaos follows him. And this is a time, for the sake of our kids, that we start to right the ship so that we're no longer living in chaos.
Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have confirmed that they carried out a ballistic missile strike on a US-owned cargo ship in the Gulf of Aden. The militants described the incident as a direct hit and added that all US and British ships taking part in what they called the aggression against Yemen would be targets. Brigadier Yahya Saria is the Houthi military spokesman.
In support of the grievances of the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip, who are subjected to the most heinous types of massacres by the Zionist entity, and in response to the American-British aggression against our country, the naval forces of the Yemeni Houthi armed forces, with the help of Allah Almighty, carried out a military operation targeting a U.S. ship in the Gulf of Aden with a number of appropriate naval missiles, and the hit was accurate and direct.
The vessel, the Gibraltar Eagle, reported no injuries or serious damage and is continuing its journey. The Israeli Defence Minister Yoav Gallant has said the intensive phase of its war against Hamas will soon come to an end in the southern Gaza Strip. The army stepped up military operations in the southern cities of Khan Yunis and Rafah in recent weeks after saying it had dismantled Hamas's military structures in the north of the territory. Dozens of Palestinian deaths are still being reported each day. Iran's state media says Revolutionary Guards have attacked what they described as Israeli espionage headquarters and anti-Iranian terrorist groups in Iraq's Kurdistan region. Local officials said at least four civilians were killed by ballistic missiles. Explosions were heard in an area about 40 kilometres north of Erbil. State media also reported Iran had attacked Islamic State militants in Syria. The guards said it was in retaliation for suicide bombings at the memorial service for the assassinated military chief Qasem Soleimani. BBC News. Guatemala's new president, Bernardo Arevalo, says he's expecting to face monumental challenges in his fight against corruption. He said corruption had become deeply entrenched in the country, threatening the future of its democracy. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
In his first statement since his inauguration, Mr. Arevalo said he wouldn't allow Guatemalan institutions to be bent by corruption and impunity. Speaking at a ceremony attended by soldiers and military leaders, he praised the armed forces for their commitment to democracy and the rule of law. Mr. Arevalo, a former diplomat with little political experience, stood on a strong anti-graft platform. Since his overwhelming election victory in August, he has faced several legal challenges. He has been backed by the U.S. government, which wants to tackle bad governance in Central America and address the root causes of mass migration.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said that unification with South Korea is no longer possible. In a speech to the Supreme People's Assembly, Mr. Kim said the constitution should be amended to designate the South as a strictly separate state and the number one hostile country. Pyongyang has said it will abolish agencies working for inter-Korean dialogue. Portugal's parliament has been dissolved ahead of snap elections in March, prompted by a corruption scandal. The country's socialist prime minister, António Costa, resigned 3 months ago amid a criminal investigation into government contracts. He hasn't been named a suspect. His party leads the polls ahead of their conservative rivals, having chosen a new, younger leader, Pedro Nuno Santos. Television's biggest stars are walking the red carpet in Los Angeles for the Emmy Awards, which were delayed by 4 months because of the Hollywood strikes. Succession, the critically adored show about the backstabbing ultra-wealthy Roy family, is expected to pick up most of the prestigious prizes. That's the latest. BBC News.